The art form of cultivating small trees, or bonsai, has been practiced since the Japanese medieval era, dating back over 1,000 years. Fast forward to now, and mother and son duo Megumi and Alex Bennett are creating bonsai with an Australian twist, and you can see their leafy creations in exhibition Bonsai Generations of Growth. Alex joins us now. Hello.
Hello.
Now, for people who don't kind of know what bonsai is, can you kind of tell us a bit more of the difference between bonsai and having very small plants?
Okay, bonsai is an art that we use principles such as pruning and shaping to create it into an idealized natural shape. So the difference between bonsai and just trees in a pot is the actual pruning, it's the wiring, it's the approach and the philosophy.
And how did you initially get involved in this practice?
I initially started, I've grown up with bonsai all my life, you know, with my mother, influence. I started when I finished school, and I've been doing it for almost 23 years now.
Wow. And what kind of training do you need to go through when you're kind of learning bonsai?
For myself, I learnt from my mother, and then I went overseas and studied an apprenticeship at one of the most premier bonsai nurseries in Japan, one of the oldest bonsai nurseries in Japan. And I was there for 2 years. And all that knowledge and skills that I learned over there, I implemented back at my family nursery here in Australia.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the philosophy before. What is the philosophy, in a way?
Well, bonsai's philosophy, it is to create a tree that you see in the wild and miniaturize it, obviously.
Mm.
And the philosophy that we use is observation of nature and also creating, it is creating as an art, like almost like trying to evoke a natural setting.
Mm.
It's very difficult to explain, actually, the philosophical aspects of the art, because it can go anywhere with that subject, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it is an art form. So how is it, though, like sculpting a living thing?
Ah, yes. The pruning technique to keep it small, obviously the roots pruning is very important. It should be done every year or 2 years. That's also what helps keep the tree healthy and keeps it miniaturized, so to speak.
Mm.
And we use horticultural knowledge as well as art. For example, we're trying to create a triangular shape.
Mm.
Most of the trees you'll see in bonsai are triangular in its shape. So so that's how the pruning aspects, like you're pruning to create that triangular shape. Mm. And also the roots you have to prune to keep the tree healthy and strong. As if you don't, the soil gets old, the tree loses its vigour. So that's where the horticulture knowledge is involved as well.
Mm. I mean, it's an art form that's been practiced over 1,000 years. Where does it kind of sit in Japanese culture? Why is it so beloved?
To be honest, in Japan, it is highly integrated within its society. It's everywhere. It's used as promotions, like on a political level as well. Like it's also used amongst the common people. Other artists implement it in, say, you know, their visual form with paintings and stuff like that. They get to draw inspiration from the shapes mm. and their unique characteristics. So in Japan, it is also, you know, as a cultural art, it's something they also validly export to internationally, Europe, America, Australia,
mm.
China, Korea, so South America. So, yeah, people are drawn to it, I think, because it's also, you know, people enjoy the accessibility to it as well. People pick up a pen and paper, start drawing. People get a tree and they start pruning.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And it's relatively cheap. It can be expensive as you want or it can be as cheap as you want. As I said, it's like most art forms. I think that's why people enjoy it. It's just the accessibility. You just get a nice tree and you have a go.
Yeah. I mean, we do live in a time where people are very time poor and they even struggle to keep, like, you know, a succulent alive. How do you change the mindset of people? It's like, you know, just give it a go with bonsai.
Of course, you get those people who just, they wake up one morning and they want a bonsai tree. But you've got others who do study a bit, and then they think about it, they ruminate, and then they say, yeah, okay, we'll get a bonsai. And then after a bit of study, and they try to get the right tree for their environment. Like most art forms, a lot of people are self-taught, and I've seen many brilliant clients and friends who have never done a lesson with us or any school, and they do some remarkable cluey things. And we have other people who have been doing lessons with us personally, have been with us for almost 20 years, as long as we've been doing bonsai, and they're still learning. Mm. It can be like most Japanese arts. It can be as deep as you want. You can go as deep as you can go, or you can just keep it shallow. Other people just want a nice bonsai and they leave it to the professionals to look after. So
that's fair. So in Japan, the specimens they use is quite seasonal. How does that kind of transfer here in the Australian climate?
A lot. Yeah. You only work with trees that work with Sydney. I mean, people in Canberra and Southern Highlands and even people in Melbourne can get things at Tasmania, and they can get things out of their trees that we in Sydney couldn't do. And, you know, up in Queensland, you know, they'll get different responses with different trees that is suited for their environment. There's certainly in Japan, they have set seasons. Like, you know, it's going to snow. It's, you know, they're going to get proper autumn or get a proper summer, proper spring. So
yeah,
they can do basically everything, and they time it each year on a year without any difficulty in Australia. We've got a bit more issues to deal with the variability of weather in Sydney in particular. And so we only work with trees that we know over years of experience and observation that we are confident that we can work with in Sydney, yeah.
And what kind of specimens are those that kind of work in a Sydney climate?
Conifers and pines are great. We can work with flowering trees such as azaleas and camellias and quince. Japanese flowering quince, for example, and flowering cherry to a certain point. There's only a few species of flowering trees that we can get away with, whereas overseas or, you know, say in Canberra, they can do a lot more.
Right. And why is that in Canberra they can do a lot more?
Colder.
Ah.
They do have a brutal summer, though, a very dry summer, whereas, say, for example, if they're growing in the natural environment in Japan, summer's pretty humid. Like, you get precipitation really high, but very dry. So they have to protect a lot of their trees. Well, winter's great. It's just, for example, their summer period can knock their trees around a bit. So they need to obviously protect them. So you just adapt and change. And preferably you work with trees that you know are tried and true and road tested.
I mean, one of the trees that I tried and tested for you guys is the Port Jackson fig. How did you kind of figure out, like, oh, this is the best one to miniaturize in a way?
Oh, they do that naturally. I mean, obviously, when you're living in the city, or you see a lot of Port Jackson figs from around Balmain, Leichhardt, along the coast, along, you know, with Blackwattle Bay, or, you know, around Rose Bay, Lavender Bay, you know, a lot of those figs are growing naturally in cracks and crevices, you know. So they grow small anyway. They could be like 20 years in the middle of a crack somewhere, and they're going to be, but it's rather just down the road. It's like maybe the same age, and it's like, you know, huge.
Yeah.
So obviously figs are great for us, for Jacksons, as bonsai material.
Fantastic. Now, they feature a lot in your exhibition, Bonsai Generations of Growth. What other specimens can we see there?
We're really focusing on the native figs, for example. People obviously relate to figs because they're most successful, have a real relative hardiness to them. So people relate to figs. Most people know what a fig is.
Mm.
And Port Jackson's is one of the trees that we have at our show on display.
Fantastic. Now, the show starts next week, and you also have a demonstration.
Yes, that's right. The demonstration is held on Tuesday night, about 6.
And what are you doing in the demo?
We're going to use a Port Jackson fig, I believe, and we're going to show how to repot them, how to prune them, how to choose a pot, how to wire, and... basically show how easily it can be done, and hopefully people, because there is a bit of confusion about how difficult bonsai is.
Mm.
So we want to try and help educate people on how easy it can be.
Great. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
Thank you very much for your time.